The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, depending on where you are. This is amazing. This is radio. This could be television someday. You never know. But we're looking at America's Web Radio, and you're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark from New York. And sometimes we wonder what went on during the week, and then other times we don't really care. But the bottom line is we have to care because this is our America, or at least it was our America. And then something else happened. What happened? Well, we'll discuss it during the program. We'll go forward and we'll talk about it because that's what we do on Bite of Reality. So we're going to take a look and we're going to see, what do we have here? What goes on? What takes place in this country, our beautiful country? It's an amazing country. But unfortunately, what we have is a real problem. We have a problem in this country. Why? Well, you know what? I don't know why. And that's what we're getting to. We're trying to figure out what is going on. But unfortunately, we don't have that ability. We only have America's Web Radio. So we try to put it out for you. And we try to make sense of it as we go. So in this particular time, what I'm going to wind up doing is we're going to try to get rid of this echo that we have here. And that's what I can't understand. It's again, once again, we have all these things that go on, and it never stops. You know, it basically never stops. It's part of the problem in America. What happens? I don't know. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened, but it's there. So I know there's a little bit of echo, and we'll try to fix that during the middle of the program, or at least the beginning of the program. I think we're going to have a little bit of an echo, which is really bugging the living daylights out of me. But we're going to try to get rid of this. And what we're going to do here is we're going to start our favorite part of the program with Rhyme Time, and we'll try to working on the rest of this, getting the settings set. So stand by. Here we go. In the hallowed halls where knowledge once did reside, college dreams were once born where wisdom abides. A world of learning now gone, replaced by strange, diverse, and wide. But shadows now seem cast, and where truth must hide. Jews on campus, just like other students, a delicate bloom. Before October 7th, thriving amidst and within the library's room. Yet whispers now screaming actions and tales of gloom. A blocking out of the sunlight, and what was an academic boom. When college knowledge stands and calls for genocide, and Jews on campus, because of dumbass college professors' presidents, now must hide. This tragic fabric of university idiocracy now before Congress on full display. At Ivy League schools, intelligence now dead. It's the source of our societal decay. Within Ivy League lecture rooms, brilliant minds used to ignite. Yet beneath the surface exposed now, no longer a silent fright. Jews on campus now expose the decay of these liberal educations. But echoes of deadly history, riots calling for genocide against Jews, have to be charged. Where's the DOJ all across this nation? When university and college knowledge once stood for intelligence and insight, now used to echo the calling for killing Jews during the day and into the night. The societal decay when students chanted genocide, these violent words, university presidents could not decide. They were all before Congress, just full of turds. The library now quiet, just a haven of books, while in corners the lamestream media journalists cast their dear-eyed looks. Genocide actions, news on campus like hidden brooks, now exposed no longer flows beneath the academic nooks. Where is the courage and the truth finally to unveil? A chorus of voices, violent radicals, leave a resilient, dangerous trail. The secrecy of evil falters like a crumbling, dried-up shale. As real knowledge and educational ideas have left campus, they have set sail. Now evil colleges used to be Ivy League. In America, they would lead. The university's president's answers, pathetic at best, of brains they were in need. A softball question should have been hit out of the park. Instead, their imbecilic answers, refusing to condemn, show their intentions and their dangerous arc. But on the university campuses where educational diamonds once did unfold, where dreams are pitched and tales of ideas for success were so bold, university presidents before Congress had three simple pitches and three strikes. Their answers thinly veiled in baffling radical bullspit. They should have just turned off their mics. But despite their being given chance after chance, their selves to redeem the softball questions, their dumbass answers absurd, a sight to be seen. Softball questions, the diamonds now crushed. The answers these university presidents gave, their jobs should be flushed. This should not be believed. But such lacking answers from the top of what we was once the elite. It's time to destroy the educational decay and defund the decayed educational seat. Their president's answer shows a complete lack of intellect. It was an educational defeat. Clean up on the university aisle three. To the moral fire, Congress must hold their feet. What a complete disgrace for USA education, Harvard, MIT, and UPenn. Higher learning has failed America. We should not make this mistake again. On the elite university campuses where dreams used to take flight, three pitches, three strikes. Under the scrutiny, these presidents, a real blight. I call for their immediate firing and a quick one at that. When the next university presidents are hired, better answers when they come up to bat. Because of the softball questions, a lesson here needs to be learned. Stupid answers when spoken, completely absurd, their branded idiot title earned. For in each pitch, a straight and a direct story should have been discerned. A journey through easy challenges, their brain fires, should have instantly burned. University campuses should be a safe space except for Jews, these idiots said. The university presidents, these morons, the code of conduct not violated unless Jews are found dead. John Harvard, furious and embarrassed, is rolling over in his grave. Can their university reputation ever be restored? Can anything but firing the presidents, will the university it save? What we saw uttered from these three presidents lacking brains shows why we need to rip out the rot in our universities, remove all the infestation, and end all of their reigns. In another grand arena, the Republican stage was set. What was supposed to be a Republican debate, a moment to beget? In the great theater of ideas was nowhere to be found. Their minds attacking each other, nothing intelligent spoken, nothing profound. The candidates gathered, microphones in front near their hand, a symphony of conservative opinions across this great land. Was it in fact a debate or a food fight script, probably unplanned? A question of facts still lingering, ideas for America appeared to be banned. The Republican debate was just a food fight with hate. With this type of undercard for the main fight, we can no longer wait. On the political stage, the discourse, personal attacks, I could not believe my ears. We did learn a thing last night. We didn't learn a thing last night of any plan for the next 4 years. It was a clash of personalities, a personal attacks. Did not change their fate. The only winner, Trump, Wednesday night this week's after the debate. Trump, he won brilliant for not appearing. Their personal attacks on each other before the debate, that's what I was fearing. In the theater of strange politics, no issues were properly discussed. They did achieve the grinding of each other completely into dust. Verbal clashes, the cacophony was so loud. Ideas entangled in a whirlwind before a contentious crowd. A food fight of words, their emotions so proud. But was it a debate or just a scored between them? That was actually allowed. Hate simmering beneath each uttered phrase. A departure from the issue, the discourse shoved forward. What did we appraise? Real forward-thinking ideas lost in a turbulent haze. As the television audience watched, this was a political craze. Amidst the chaos, there should have been a plea for calm, to find common ground, discuss the issues, perhaps smooth on a healing balm. To get beyond the food fight, they had their chance. They should have let their ideas flourish. Nothing they said did America enhance. Debate or not, the nation now yearns for leaders who listen, as under Biden the world catches fire and burns. In the political arena where hope now returns, a call for unity as the country needs to change direction. They must address our concerns. In the land of laughs and foolish jest, two unlikely heroes put to the American national test. Beavis and Butthead, with a grand ambition, decided to run for the American presidential position. Campaign posters plastered slogans all absurd. Their platform was a chuckle. It was completely absurd. Come vote for us, yeah, dude. Beavis and Butthead, the nation's now in the mood. In a world of chaos and a nation misled, Beavis and Butthead, they want to have the White House, Big Bed. Their campaign of giggles and laugh, off they weren't, they were, the old ideas to shred. Now in the Oval Office, where they could start chaos, where it has been bred. On the campaigning trail, their crazy antics galore, Beavis and Butthead, seeking the high office, they wanted to explore. Fire. They'd implore a slogan that left the nation just asking and wanting more. Their debates were chaotic, where laughter was the norm, as they discussed policies or maybe caused a storm. More nachos, please. Their campaign fueled by nachos, and they touted their cheesy expertise. Finally, election day arrived, the nation really perplexed. Beavis and Butthead, what did they really expect? Ballots filled with doodles, and some were in jest. On the campaign trail, more comedy than an issue quest. Results came in, the nation agog. Beavis and Butthead, triumphant slog. We won, like cool dudes. The Oval Office, now again home to laughs and feuds. The secret is now out, in the secret lair with the tape and wrap. A plan was hatched by the Democrats, a most boisterous trap. Operation Bubble Wrap was now launched, and in effect they cried, a scheme to roll out, to hide Biden nationwide. Bubble Wrap warriors armed with glee, set forth to wrap up Joe Biden from everyone he might see. Unexpectedly, a cacophony of pops, wild and free, unraveling Joe's chaos with great skill and very sneaky. Operation Bubble Wrap Joe, now a plan so grand, but little did they know it would soon get out of hand. They tried unraveling chaos all across the land, but unfortunately, they never counted on pop, 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 like a marching band. In White House offices and some homes, chaos ensued. As Joe's bubble wrap began to pop, the mood imbued. Desks and chairs before people all in the spree. Wrapped up tight, Joe, now just a bubbly, babbling jubilee. Stop, Joe Pops, the American masses now cried. But Operation Bubble Wrap in full swing, it now couldn't be denied. Joe's unstoppable pops, they could be heard far and wide. It was far better than his babbling. He's popping a symphony of chaos, a bumpy ride. Operation Bubble Wrap was such a grand. But little did they know it would get out of hand. At first, this seemed like one of the greatest ideas. In doing this, staff is thinking, I would get him another 4 years. The Bubble Wrap Rebellion turned out to be a laughter parade. As the plan unraveled, Joe's popping sounds, this chaos made. Now expose the grand finality. Will they be the cascade? Pop, 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 like a noisy promenade. The Democratic masterminds watched at first with gleeful pride. As Joe's world wrapped up in pops, this was done worldwide. Operation Bubble Wrap, it seemed like a plan that could not be denied. Unfortunately, Joe was unstoppable chaos. This time, nowhere in the basement to hide. Wow, time has flown. We're getting on with the show. So rhyme time will be ending soon. The main show must now go. The world now showing signs of serious cracking. Divisions are abound. We let this happen from the inside. The radical progressives is all around. I cannot believe in Europe and this country Jews are under attack. Now time to pull out the weeds at the root. These radical anti-Semites, their groups, it's humanity they lack. If we go the way of Europe, America will soon be done. Stick a fork in our country. Without a shot, the radical progressives will have won. America must get its head on straight, get the reality of danger off our back. It's not the rhetoric, it's the real solution and actions that we still lack. Trump was a strong world leader. You either liked him or not. Reality was, the world in America was safer, the world calmer. This bleeding of society, we must now clot. So here we are, the ending this week. Again, truth and the American way. Justice when America is back to her peak. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, every week I am amazed at the fact that I can actually come up with these rhymes. And I look at these things and I say to myself, how does this happen? How does this country go from being the greatest country in the world to saving the world, literally, to all of a sudden falling apart and destroying the world and letting it burn down? I don't understand that. And what am I talking about? Well, let me give you a little bit of history lessons for those of you who don't even know what a Middle East lap looks like. A Middle East lap. I'm thinking about Hunter in the lap. Oh boy, what a tax return on that is. We'll discuss that a little later. But I'm looking at this mess and I'm saying to myself, how is this possible? How? How? Yesterday, December 7th, 1941 was 82 years ago and we still have learned nothing from our history. If for those of you who have been living on a different planet or have been in liberal education, December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor was surprise attacked by the naval and by the air by Japan, the Japanese Empire. In under an hour, 2,403 sailors and army and personnel were killed, 1,178 injured, 19 ships damaged or sunk. And the next day, December 8th, Dwight D. Eisenhower asked Congress to declare war against the Japanese Empire, vowing to never let this happen again. And today we are headed for another epic disaster. And just like 82 years ago, we're failing to recognize the danger right in front of us. Our borders, the Middle East terror attacks against America, and the world radical Muslim terror. And we're doing nothing. What are we doing about it? We can't even control our own borders. Yet we spent $160 billion on other countries' borders. I'm amazed. It's disgusting. It's a problem. And we need to rectify it. You know, we really didn't learn a thing from history. And maybe that's because they never taught us history. Maybe they should have. But you know what? We're not interested in that. We're not interested in that anymore. We want to teach the 1619 Project, CRT, oppressors, oppression, transgender. Well, how about being transparent? How about being, teachers, math, science, English, social studies? Maybe all these idiots that were out there complaining and protesting, calling for genocide? Yep. Yeah, Franklin Roosevelt was not like Ike. That I can tell you. And never, ever. If Joe Biden was president at the time Pearl Harbor was attacked, I really wonder if we would have gone back at Japan and stopped this war. And I really, you know, I don't say that in jest. I say that after deep thought. And you know what? The question I have is, I'm not sure he would have. Look what's going on in the Middle East. You know? But it starts here in this country. It starts with the chaos in this country. Here. I'll give you an example, okay? Philadelphia is out of control. Philadelphia, the crime rate is through the roof. It's outrageous. I mean, people who don't have legal guns are all over the place. People who have legal guns are having everything thrown in their way to stop them from getting it. So they went, and you gotta love this. You gotta love the bureaucrats in this country. And you know what? Now I know why this country's so screwed up. Now I understand. The elite colleges, Harvard, MIT, University of Penn, okay? And I'll get to this a little later. Their presidents are the head of those colleges, and they are the imbeciles that are teaching your students. They are the radicals who are teaching your students. And you wonder why people are now not in America for America? Well, don't wonder anymore because it was on full display before Congress. But in Philadelphia, let me get back there for a second. They just came up with this brilliant idea. This is going to really stop the crime, I'm telling you. They are now going to put criminals in ski masks. It's illegal for you now to commit a crime with a ski mask on. Because you know what? Guess what? The old saying is, no face, no case. If we can't identify you, we don't have a case against you. But you know what? Don't worry. Philadelphia's fixed that. $250 fine ought to fix that, right? You know, These are the same people that believe that preventing good people from obtaining firearms to defend themselves while they cut the police force, not their own security, but the police force for you and me, the voters of this country, because they're the elite, they need the protection. They're more important than us, aren't they? But the guys who are illegally obtaining the guns are really going to stop getting the guns because now there's a $250 fine for wearing a mask when you commit a crime. The same idiocracy, the same zero effectiveness, the same zero effect that this is going to have, this ridiculously absurd law. But at least they look like they're doing something, right? Because there must be an election coming up. Oh, that's right. So now they're going to put that crime, on hold. Look out. Yeah, it's like Mayor Bowser said in D.C. as their crime rate skyrockets. Yeah, we're going to crack down on it. It's cyclical was her response. It's cyclical. You know what's cyclical? The words in your mouth that are coming out. It's cyclical because they make the same nonsense that they did before. So then this week we were watching John Kirby. This guy, like I said last week, was the best deflector shield since the Starship Enterprise. This guy, the deflector-in-chief for the Biden administration, has demonstrated his incompetence. He basically set forth the incompetence of the Biden administration. Listen to this. 56 days into a hostage situation with Hamas, where they took and killed hundreds and thousands of people, okay? Thousands they killed. And they kidnapped hundreds. And they're still holding. We don't know. You ready for this? He was asked the basic fact of what's going on with the Americans. How many Americans do they have? He doesn't know. This administration in the world has zero credibility. And the world is laughing at America again and again and again. We are such a weak nation at this point under Biden that this is just the beginning of the disaster. He just keeps babbling about wants a pause in the fighting. Get the hostages out. What doesn't this pathetically brain-dead administration understand? It's headed by the dementia patient in the White House and everywhere else in the administration. You have pathetically incompetent people. A real realistic situation. They think that a ceasefire, I'm telling you, under Donald Trump, this would have been taken care of one way or the other. Mark, a missile rammed up into Iran would have silenced this whole deal.
Mark, I think you brought up a point you probably didn't intend on bringing up, but I hadn't thought really about the comparison of Japan attacking Pearl Harbor like I did, just now. And what do we have in common with December 7th, 1941?
Oh, it's very simple. It's very simple. You probably know it more than I do because you were in the military.
Well, let me finish. We have a very weak president in Biden, and the world realized, or we wouldn't have gone to World War, that we had a very weak president in Roosevelt. And, Roosevelt finally showed his mettle when he dropped the big bomb on Japan. But until then, he had been a rather weak president. And I think Japan thought they could get away with it, just like Iran thinks they can get away with it. And they are. So, that was something that we had in common. And they were not looking forward to Eisenhower taking power after World War II. But it was old Franklin that declared war on Japan that infamous day, December the 7th, where he made his speech about the infamous day that will go down in history.
It's, what the problem is, everything was right in front of us. Everything. And we did nothing. They had the attack plan. They knew that something was coming, and they ignored it. And what did the FBI director said this week? When he looks everywhere, he sees flashing lights. What more of an existential threat do you need to be alerted to than that? Listen, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that the FBI does, but the women and the men in the FBI are phenomenal. The rank and file, there's no better law enforcement agency on the planet. But the management of the FBI is so corrupt and so far up Biden's butt that they're lacking any sense of the existential threats to America. Instead of chasing down January 6th people, instead of chasing down school moms and dads at meetings, we've had so many terrorist encounters at the border that it's to be alarming. Not only alarming, but really alarming. To the point where he's yelling, you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up, America. What are you doing? And what are we doing? We're not doing anything. That's the problem. We're not doing anything. We're looking at it and going right past it just like they did December 7th, 1941. They knew what was coming, and they didn't think about it. And just like, I'll tell you something else, and I fear that this is going to probably be the case. There's been some reporting that Israeli Defense Forces had the plan from Hamas in their possession before October 7th. And they dismissed it as being ridiculous and aspirational. It'll never take place. And if that's the case, I think whoever was in charge needs to be held responsible. And hopefully, and I say this to Netanyahu, hopefully you actually hold people accountable in Israel. Because Israel is a microcosm of the United States. But we don't hold people responsible anymore under Biden. No one was ever held responsible for the IRS attacks on conservatives. No one was ever held responsible for the breaches. No one was ever held responsible for the Afghanistan debacle, the surrender of Afghanistan to the Taliban. I mean, when does someone become responsible for something? We don't do that anymore in this country. That's the problem, where there's no culpable conduct, no consequences, right? So we just vitiate everything. We look at it and we say, forget about it. Don't worry about it. You know, no reasonable prosecutor would bring this up, okay? But here's the problem. Here's the problem in America. We are fighting ourselves from within, and we better wake up. This administration is being progressively, and I hate to use that word, but progressively stolen and pushed to the left, the radical left in this country. And let me tell you something. I see some very scary things in Europe, what are going on. There are actually zones in Europe where police don't go. They have lost control of part of their country to the radical Muslim population. Why? Because they had mass importation. They had mass importation and mass migration into their country. And here's what that does. The Pledge of Allegiance is not only a saying. It's something. It is a duty to your country. When you have no duty and no loyalty to your country, you have a problem in your country. When they are more loyal to Sharia law than European law, to laws in Amsterdam, there are places in Amsterdam where the cops won't even go. And if you're a non-Muslim and you walk into their area, they'll beat you up without consequences. They've lost control of their country. And Britain's going to have the same problem. They already have it now. And France has the same problem. They're surrounded. So when Muslims take over Europe, think about this, America. What's going to happen here? You will be the lone wolf. And who are they aligning with? They're aligning with people who we don't like and they don't like us. We're not looking to fight with them, but they want to fight with us. They want to absorb us. They want to destroy America. And that's the difference. You know, I am still calling for the unedited tape that the IDF has, that they've shown to reporters. I think that needs to be shown to the American population without blurring things out. And I think that needs to be shown to Omar, AOC, Tlaib, Bowman, and the rest of the imbecile squad. Because they don't understand. They sit in their little ivory towers with their private security, and they think they're running something. Yeah, they're running something. They're running the country into the ground. I want America to see with their own eyes the brutality that took place, what inhumanity looks like, to see the actual brutality of what took place on October 7th in Israel. I've seen clips of it, but you know what? They're blurred out. Why? If you go to an Arab television, if you go to TV in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia. They don't blur out the images of what's going on in the Gaza Strip now. Dead people all over the place. But who caused this? Who started this war? Israel? If you'd ask these idiots on campus at Harvard, MIT, and UPenn, they'd probably say yes. The fact is, Hamas came in and invaded Israel. And the same thing that happened to America on Pearl Harbor, that's what we did. We went back and we kicked butt. Why? Not because we were angry. That was a consideration. But because we wanted to make sure that that never happened again. And it's going to happen again here. We didn't learn anything from 9/11 when they knocked down our Twin Towers and they killed over 3,000 people. And since that time, over 3,000 more have died. And how many thousands have become sick and ill, rendered disabled? Thousands. It's already in London. It's already in the other countries. And it's increasingly an infestation in the United States. And by the way, can someone please tell me why you can basically just walk over the border in the United States? We spent $160 billion outside of our borders to make sure that our southern border is wide open. It's a runway. It's a runway to terrorism. And we're running straight ahead right into it. By the way, I understand reported by the CBP this week, we've broken a daily record of invaders, 12,000 for the day. That's 8.5 million people since Biden took office. And why? For what reason? You know, I was listening to something the other day, and I didn't catch all of it, but I caught the fact that there's this thing called, and I think Vivek at the food fight for the Republicans said something about it, the Great Replacement Theory. And you know what? I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but I got to tell you something. We're in for a rude awakening, America. When the terrorists start striking us directly here in the heart of America, in our American cities, and Lincoln warned us. He warned us, and I talked about it last week. It's you know, they said it's like roaches voting for raid. Here we go. And the genius bar at the military command in our Pentagon, they don't see this threat. They don't see this. And John Kirby can stand there and literally tell you, and Mayorkas, this imbecile, he's telling you the border's closed. Well, holy moly, what would it look like if it was open? So here we go now. We're in the Middle East, right? Let's switch to the Middle East for a little bit. You know, the genius bar here. If you think that Iran cares what Secretary Austin, the babbling Blinken, and the other genius Milley says, let me be Captain Obvious for a second, for just a moment, and say, absolutely, they do not care. And how do I know that? I'm not a Middle East expert, am I? Well, if I continue to have Iranian missiles fired by the Houthis, fired at our ships and our bases, and by the way, I understand this morning in Baghdad, a barrage of missiles went into the green zone at the U.S. Embassy. Nobody was injured yet. But, oh, I don't know, are TBIs considered injuries? How many people have to die before we do something? I don't know. But you know what? I know after the second or third attack, a real president, a strong leader, would have said, enough is enough. One more attack and we turn around and we fight back. Why are we always on the defense? We're a dollar late and a day short. Why? And here we go. This is something, it sort of ties into the whole theory of where I'm going. You know, they haven't picked up the word deterrence yet, but I'll tell you, here's something. An American congressional disgrace this week, an absolute complete embarrassment to America. This congressional person, Jayapal, this clown who claims to represent America and its values, did not even denounce nor condemn Hamas, raping women, killing babies, killing pregnant women and their babies, beheading innocent civilians. This is what's wrong with America. We retain these people in power positions. There's a freedom of speech. There's a freedom of opinion. But when you have no morals and no clarity and no ethics and no humanity, you do not belong in American government. I'm sorry. This government was supposed to be run by intelligent people, not imbeciles. And that's what we have running it right now. It's the imbeciles in Congress. And let me tell you something. It's not just the Senate. It's not just the Congress. It's all of them. Because Chuckie Schumer, by the way, where are you? So Dana Bash goes and interviews Jayapal on CNN this week. And I saw the interview. And she tries to turn the interview around and tries to make a moral equivalency of what Israel is now doing by killing civilians. And they're not killing civilians, by the way. They're going after Hamas. So where's Hamas hiding? Oh, under hospitals, under schools, and the tunnel system. But we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the beginning. No, we don't want to do that. Let's get to the middle is where Jayapal goes. And that's why she's an imbecile. That's why she needs to be run out of Congress. This is ridiculous. She sat there and said that she did not condemn Hamas. And she said that there was a moral equivalency. And Dana Bash, who's, listen, she is no conservative. She is no friend of mine, no favorite. She turned around and said, you would not condemn the raping of women and sexual atrocities in Hamas that they bragged about? And she tried to turn around and say, well, we don't know if that happened. They had their GoPros on their head, and they're filming it. She's disgusting, Jayapal. She should be called out by her own party, but you know what? They won't do that. And that's the problem. That's the problem. When you go to Washington, you represent the people. You don't represent your own imbecilic ideology. You represent the people. But then this defective stain on America, Jayapal, okay, she's going out, she's going to university campuses, okay, and she turns around and says what's going on now with the radicals is Trump's fault. You know, I expect people in Congress to at least have some attachment of their brains to what their mouths are outputting. But apparently that's not a requirement anymore. When Fetterman has more moral clarity than Jayapal, that's a serious problem. So now I ask you, where's Chucky? Chucky Schumer, the imbecile in charge of the Senate. He is, you know, call it what it is. Don't call it sexual assault. Call it a sexual atrocity. When they are shooting women and then having sex with them and performing atrocities on their bodies and breaking their hips and their legs, that is an atrocity. And where are the Democrats? Where's all the Me Too people? Where's all the women's rights, the AOC idiots? Where are all they? Oh, wait a second. It's the Me Too movement, maybe. Is that what it was? I missed that last half. The Me Too maybe movement. So let me see. Let's call them out. The World Health Organization, Planned Parenthood. Oh, let's see. We have Women's March, Democratic Caucus, the Women's Caucus, Emily's List, and Stand With Her. Oh, where are they? Where are their condemnation? Guess what? Nowhere. Because they didn't condemn Jack. They didn't condemn anything. But you know what? Yet we'll do this. We can do this, America. We have to replace these imbeciles. It's the bottom line. It's the bottom line. Where are you, Chuck? Chucky Schumer, where are you? And all these women's rights groups. This creature, Jayapal, goes out there and insults every American woman. She herself is an imbecile, but she represents the infestation in the squad, the imbecile squad. They're a fraud. Wake up, America. See who the dirty balls really are. See who the wonder why this country's in trouble. It's not because we have incompetent imbeciles like her in Congress. It's because we put them there. That's right. I guess the virtual signaling is over, right? They've given up because the real them is coming out now. So here we go. The word deterrent. I spoke about it last week. You know, deterrence. What does that mean? That means if you hit me once, I'm going to give you a second warning. Hit me again, and I'm going to hit you back 10 times harder. Do you think for a second, and I'm talking to you independent voters out there, because the conservatives are going to go with the Republican, and the liberal progressives are going to go with whoever the Democrats put up. Hopefully, they can find someone with a brain stem that's functioning. But you know what? What are you going to do? You think this would happen under Donald Trump? Let me ask you something. Was the world a better place under Donald Trump? And for those of you who want to lie to yourself and say no, go ahead. But for the rest of us and for you independent voters, you know I speak the truth. You know I'm talking about the truth. Cozying up to Iran is not the way in to solve anything. You know what it is? I saw Austin the other day. He was blithering bobblehead. Speaking the words and actions don't follow. We will not tolerate it. But you are tolerating it. You've been tolerating it for 60 days. So you knock down a couple of missiles that are fired at your ships because you're saving your ass? That's not tolerating. That's defending. Maybe they need to get another dictionary. Or let's redefine that word like we did inflation and depression and recession. We redefined those terms just in case Biden needed them. So we took care of that. But you know what? Better late than never. We blew it in Afghanistan. Are we going to blow it here? And let me jump to my other favorite subject. Modern day Benedict Arnold, Liz Cheney. I watched an interview with her on Meet the Press last week, and here we go again. See, they've given up on the Russia hoax now because you know what? That was all garbage for 4 years. And they didn't need any proof of anything. But all of a sudden right now, they need a signed confession from Joe and a videotape of Hunter Biden passing him $1.6 million in cash. That's what they need from now. That's what they call proof. That would be acceptable proof to them. Anything less than a signed confession from Joe and a $1.6 million passing of cash video, nothing happened here. Nothing to see. So out of her mouth, and I obviously, I understand her brain didn't give the mouth permission to go. Her brain's on permanent vacation. She turns around, she's saying, if Donald Trump gets back to the White House, he's never going to leave. He is the existential threat to American democracy. He's going to shut down free speech. I'm sorry, wait a second. Who shut down free speech? The Republicans? No. That's right. It was the Democrats. The Democrats. You know, Liz Cheney needs to go away quietly. She has destroyed what was a dynasty. She has taken that dynasty and basically turned it to dust. And you know what? Good for her. Do what you want to do. This is America. Have free speech. But you know what? Don't stand there and tell me you're a Republican, because you're nothing. You're nothing but a Benedict Arnold in modern times. Here's the other thing. Let's get to the real, let's talk to some real issues here and why America's society is rotting. First of all, I keep hearing the term restorative justice. That's just another term for let them go. No culpability, no consequences, no nothing. Just let them go. They've had a rough life. Okay, go with that one. So this week before Congress, Harvard, MIT, and UPenn, they lost face and they look like complete dolts. What happened to our universities, the great universities of John Harvard? You know, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the bastion of brilliance. So Claudine Gay, Liz McGill, Claudine Gay's of Harvard, president, Liz McGill, president of the University of Pennsylvania, and Sally Kornbluth, president of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, better known as MIT. You know, I watched these three, what was alleged to be brilliant elite leaders. And this is exactly why America is failing. She babbled through a question by, and I got to tell you, and this is hysterical, I found this out after. Elise Stefanik is a Harvard graduate. She's brilliant. She's what Harvard used to be. And then you see Claudine Gay, what Harvard is today, and you wonder what happened. Don't wonder anymore. So when asked by Congressman Stefanik, each of them, what was going to happen to students who called for an antifada and chanting from the river to the sea, gas the Jews. What did they say? They never answered the question. It depends on the aspect. It depends on, the facts. It's a fact-based this. It's a fact-based that. You know, what is the context? When people start to talk to you about context, it's because their mouths are moving faster than their brains are working. This woke ideology that is now festering in our universities, that's what's destroying this country. That is the genesis of the destruction of American society. And by the way, Congress needs to get off their duff, not go on vacation for a month, and start investigating the foreign money that infiltrates our American universities, billions and billions of dollars unaccounted for from foreign countries and bad actors. And gee, what's going to happen here? What could possibly go wrong? You want to become intellectually honest with me? Then say, you know what? Harvard believes that all Jews should be killed. MIT believes all Jews should be killed. University of Pennsylvania believes all Jews should be killed. At least I could respect your intellectual honesty. But what they gave as answers was pathetic. It was pathetic. You know, we just got to get through this, people. We got to get rid of this administration. We got to move forward. So how much dancing can you do during a congressional hearing? That's always a good question. Well, we saw it. And here's the great question that Stefanik put out there. She said, what if students were rolling around campus saying, kill all the blacks, genocide to the blacks? What do you think would happen? Oh, they'd be out of campus and thrown out of school. They would be dismissed forthwith. But they didn't answer that question. Because you know what? No. You know, then they tried to turn it to anti-Semitism is not anti-Zionism, and your moral... Listen, if you can't tell me right now that anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism is wrong, then your moral compass, like I discussed last week, is broken. You are broken. You are defective. And something needs to change. And I got to tell you something, and I know, David, you're going to freak out when I say this, but you know what? Kudos this week to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, who I can tell you as a conservative, I very rarely agree with what comes out of her mouth. Very rarely. I'm proud of her this week. I am absolutely proud of her. She came out and she said that that is horrific. And the fact that AOC and the pathetic Jayapal and Omar, they came out with nothing, Hillary called them out. She said what happened was horrific. It was horrific rapes and violence against women on October 7th could not be tolerated. I give her my personal gratitude for speaking truth. You know what? That's what we need more of in this country. Not Hillary Clinton, but the truth. Don't misconstrue the two. So now we had, you know, we talked about a little bit about the debate. Well, let's get into the debate. You know, I heard Mark Esper this week again. Now, this is the Democratic playbook again. This is what's going to happen. Donald Trump is the new Hitler. Because if they compare the two policies of Trump versus Biden, people will wake up and see what the problem is. Biden. And they stopped using the word Bidenomics, I heard. Ooh, that must be devastating. They must have probably paid a couple $100,000 for a firm to come up with that word. So now he comes out and he says, it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's all what's going on right now is Trump's fault. Really? That's amazing. After 3 years in the White House, that it's still Trump's fault. Amazing. You know, I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing that. So you know what? Let's now go to addressing the 250-pound elephant in the room. I'm not talking about Chris Christie. I'm talking about the Republican debate. Just kidding. Yeah, I am talking about it. What was taken out of the debate? Wednesday's debate, by the way, on a news station called Newsmax, well, News Nation, something like that. I could barely find it. But what was taken out of the debate? Nada. For those of you who are American, nothing. For those of you who are my Hispanic friends, nada. I tried to ask myself after the debate, what question that I have pending in my mind right now that's going to make my life better was answered by the answers from the debate? Where the candidates came from, where they were talking to this country, where they were going to tell us their ideas coming up, why we should elect them. And what happened? Nothing. What was the point of the debate? I'm missing it. What was the point of the debate? Nada. Nothing. There was no point. The testimony of what? Imbeciles from the Ivy League schools was better to watch? They didn't give me any plan for the economy. They gave me no plan for anything going forward for the next 4 years. But they were bloviating back and forth about each other. Guys, let me tell you something. Be smart. Stop attacking each other and start attacking the target. Joe Biden. He'll never understand that you're attacking him, but you need to start attacking the Democrats. Because if you chew each other up to dust, you'll have nothing left. Okay? And if you move to take down Donald Trump, take him down with better ideas. Let me hear your ideas. Don't tell me what a dictator he's going to be, Chubby Christie. Okay? Get another donut and think about it. Sit down, think about it. Okay? And me fat shaming somebody, that's pretty funny. But you need to get my ideas. What are my ideas? That's what I need to say. This is what I'm going to run for. Okay? What's that all about? What's my presidency going to be about? What am I going to do to make your life better? Don't tell me what Trump's going to do. He'll tell me. That I'm sure of. Tell me why Biden's things are not working. Well, we all see they're not working. But tell me why your transition to your presidency is going to be better than Biden or Trump. Don't try to knock somebody down. Try to lift yourself up. Don't be an idiot. You know, that's that equity thing. Bring everybody back to the beginning so no one loses, but no one wins. But that's equity. No, that's just stupid. So let me give you some more Biden foreign policy, what's going on. And probably a lot of you don't know this, but I had a Guyanese wife, and I still love her very much, but here's the deal. Venezuela has now moved to take over Guyana's Essequibo territory. Now, why is that important? Well, who's Venezuela aligned with? The United States? Oh, no. Joe went there and begged for oil. That's right, but he's not aligned with them. Who are they aligned with? Russia? China? Oh, that's right. So Russia and China are now going to have an interest in our hemisphere. And we went through this once before. Let me see. Cuban Missile Crisis? Oh, that's right. So here's what's going to happen. Let me explain this to you. Venezuela voted to annex the territory of Guyana's oil-rich territory called Essequibo. Look it up. You'll need a map. Not like the idiots who are protesting to the river to the sea, from the river to the sea, I should say, and have no idea what the Middle East even looks like. That's our educational system for you, our failure. They have long disputed this region, Venezuela, but over about 100 years ago in 1899, a Paris Arbital Award was given to Guyana of that territory, and it's been there since. Then the Venezuelan dictator, now Maduro, his economy's in the turd department, okay, demands that America and the world oil companies leave Guyana within 3 months, leave that territory. The world is on fire, and the world is now at war. You don't see it? Where aren't we at war? Venezuela is clearly aligned with China and Iran. And that's the problem. And they would be in our hemisphere. Imagine on an Iranian air base in Venezuela. Wouldn't that be great for America? This is a direct threat to the America that I know, to the America that I love, and certainly to the territorial sovereignty of Guyana. The world is clearly more dangerous under Biden and his feckless foreign policy, if you can even call it a foreign policy. Ask yourself, would this ever happen under Donald Trump? What would he tell Maduro? Would he say, we're objecting to that? Or would he tell Maduro, dude, don't even think about it, because if you do that, you will no longer be breathing. End of story. And let me give Flopsy Mopsy her kudos. Full stop. Let's full stop it right there. Ask yourself, would this happen under Trump? The answer is never. Why? Because Maduro wouldn't even think of doing it. But when you have a feckless guy who can't even get off or on a stage, doesn't know where he is. I saw Xi Jinping walking with Biden, a clip. And that's all you needed to see. Xi Jinping, strong, poised, Biden shuffling along like an 80-year-old guy who was falling from dementia. You know, I hate to say it. It's not his age. It's his mental competence, his ability. Okay? Trump would have given Maduro the ultimate, don't even dare do it. And you know when Trump says don't do it and you do, there's consequences. Oh, yes, that's right. The progressives don't have consequences for bad conduct or bad actors. So under weak leadership of Joe Biden, we now have chaos, war. The world is not at peace, people. Remember, he's going to bring peace and stability back to America and the world. What has happened under Joe Biden? He lied to us, they lied to us, and the media lies and continues to lie for him. You know, the Washington Post was on strike, and somebody asked them a question. Who's going to now write the fake news? I was like, this is great. Listen, if for nothing else, you may hate him, you may love him, but this country and the world needs Donald Trump, and more along the lines of for the world peace, for the world peace, not the world in pieces. Don't misconstrue the two, for world peace. And don't even get me started about what is going on with China right now in the Philippines. Okay? The Philippines right now is about to be taken over also by China. And what are we doing here? Nothing. Don't even get me started with that. They're taking over, they're building barricades and moving military installations into the Scarborough Shoals around the Philippines. Welcome to Joe Biden's world. The chaos, the confusion, the wars. The military complex is doing phenomenal. The rest of us, not so great. So before, I know we're coming towards the end of the program, I wanted to catch up with you. I saw the indictment, the 56-page, 9-count indictment for Hunter Biden from the Department of Justice. Amazing, right? Central California, that indictment, uh-huh. So that's like indicting somebody, a Democrat in Washington. The chances of any conviction is nothing. But, by the way, for those of you who are thinking that's great, think again, folks. Biden was subpoenaed to testify before Congress next week. And guess what now? I want to tell you, the perfect gift from the DOJ for Christmas now to Hunter Biden was the 9-count indictment. Because you know what's going to happen? David Weiss, I wonder if David Weiss actually gift-wrapped himself. Now, if he goes before Congress, because he would get contempt of Congress, and when people don't show up in Congress who are Republicans, they go to jail. So if Biden didn't show up, he would have gone to jail, right? Well, probably not, but hey, there was a chance, right? So what did they do? They went, they met with the DOJ and they said, hey, you gotta do something. You gotta help me out. Okay, help me out. What are you gonna do? We'll indict him. This way he can go there. He can talk all day long. Ask him any question you want. You know what the answer's gonna be, folks? I'm invoking my right to the Fifth Amendment on the grounds I may incriminate myself. Because now he's facing a criminal charge. And guess what? After the election, this criminal charge and the rest of this stuff is going to be resolved the same way they tried to shove it down the American's throat last time. Misdemeanors, no jail time, and a small fine. Thank you very much for playing. Playing the DOJ game of hide and seek. So this was the perfect gift from the DOJ to the Biden family. And this is just, we now had 12,000 invaders come across in one day this week. This imbecilic administration of Biden continues to have a wide-open southern border as we send $160 billion to other nations to protect their borders. I'm sorry. This is absolutely an existential threat to America, yet nothing is done about it. And the national existential threat to American safety and security, and our travel agents are now the American Border Patrol, because we ship these people all over the place. And when asked why are they here, they say because America's great. Fantastic. That's not a reason. You want a reason to come here? Go through the normal channels. We're coming to work. That's what most of them said. And that's not an asylum claim. It's very strict when it's enforced, but it's never going to be enforced. The laws apparently in the United States only affect the citizens who are powerless against this government, that government that does not listen to us. We had this with a kingdom in Britain once. It's time now to overthrow this government, to turn it around, to put someone back in office with your vote that is going to listen to you, that is going to do what they say and do what's best for America, not the rest of the world. And by the way, for those of you who say that's isolationism, when you do what's best for America, that's best for the world. Because when America is a leader, the world is better off. So in Baghdad, a barrage of rockets apparently... still not enough. What's it going to take? I don't know anymore. I just don't know. Well, I don't know. Is it time to wrap up? Is it time to go home? We got a little bit of a way to go here, but I'll tell you, I got a news flash this morning that there was a barrage of rockets fired into the Green Zone. For those of you who don't know, we still have an embassy in Baghdad. But on the other hand, they're claiming no injuries, but we don't know what to do. Well, we do know what to do. Put Donald Trump back in office and take care of business. But we're not going to do that. We're going to sit there and watch until somebody gets killed or somebody gets destroyed. Welcome to America under Biden. That's it for Bite of Reality this week with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. Don't miss us because we'll miss you. Take care.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.